Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 8:15 every Friday with Mike Dottillier. Is Rouse's Markets Football Friday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. How you doing, Mike Dottillier?
I'm fine, Tommy. Thank you, brother.
Let's talk about the Saints and the Buccaneers and the Saints defense against the Buccaneers offense.
Well, as usual, when the teams play against the Saints, they seemingly get healed overnight. And the Bucs offense is getting healthy now across the board. So looks as though Chris Godwin, who's been out for a while, is going to play in this game. Mike Evans is in that window that he can be activated.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh. And Bucky Irvin, who has been out for some time now, he was a full participant yesterday in practice. They had one guy that didn't practice yesterday, and that was Tristan Wirfs, their star left tackle. He's got an oblique injury, but I figure he's going to get healed today. It may have taken him an extra day to get healed. So I think you're going to catch the full load, so to speak, with the Bucs, who really kind of thrived because of Baker Mayfield. He's really been the story over the last couple of years, and especially this year, with so many injuries. He's been able to pull it out for him. And again, some games you can't do it all by yourself, but man, he's something to watch. And so you kind of know where it starts here, in that they would really like to run the ball. They really would. That's kind of part of the DNA with Todd Bowles. He wants to run the football with Bucky Irving, with Rashad White. And then, you know, they set up that play action stuff with Baker Mayfield. So, and Baker's, you know, he's been injured too. He's got that left shoulder injury, but you couldn't tell. And they've won a lot of close games, have been in a lot of tight games this year. But the difference maker has been Mayfield.
Tell me what kind of runner Bucky Irving is.
He's all of about 5'7.5" on a 210-pound frame. I mean, he's like carved out of stone. Shortcut, one move up the field, eyes up, always falling forward. More, I would say, quick than fast as a runner.
You read my mind, Mike, to tell you. I was getting ready to ask you that. Is he more quick or more fast?
No, he's more quick than fast. Okay. And he's very elusive out into the open field. Also, really good back catching the ball, coming out of the backfield. Went to Oregon, so he was in a system that they sort of didn't overuse him a lot in college. He was part of a kind of dual backfield. But, man, he's a tough guy. And you get really one good shot at him, because when you built that way, it's not like you got a lot of body you kind of hitting on. And so he hits that hole, you got one shot, and then he's up the field 5 or 6 yards. So he is a really good back. He took some nasty shots early in the season, but he is a really, really good football player. And Rashad White's totally opposite. Mm-hmm. He's like a 6'1" back, 215. he's straight up like a big cowboy in the old movies. You know, he ride high in the saddle. So he's a different style back than what Bucky Irving is completely.
Well, I'm no Bucky Irving, Pilgrim. Let me tell you, Bucky Irving's kind of like this pinball type guy.
Yep, pretty much.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, and the thing with him is that's impressive, his ability to see the hole. He sees it really quick, and then he can process it. Bang, I know where I'm going. A lot of guys, they almost now, and sometimes I think they almost teach it, come to almost a complete stop and then take off with a move. Not with him. He's full pedal to the metal, but I can say he's very difficult sometimes to find when you're that short.
Right.
Okay, and you run in there, and there's all these 6'5" guys in front of you. Your defensive lineman is to find the ball with him. It's a little bit of an illusion of where he's actually at. But, man, he's a one-cut, get-up-the-field runner and a real good one. And, again, we'll see what happens to their receiving core because the rookie, Amika Abuka from Ohio State's really been the star receiver because the two veterans, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, have both been down with injuries.
But Evans, you think, might play?
He might. He is practicing. And one thing with Mike Evans, man, he's super competitive. He really, really is a competitive guy. And this could be maybe his last year.
Okay.
He has sort of hinted that, hey, I'm taking it year to year. And when guys say that, Tommy, you start to wonder a little bit about it because injuries have started to mount a little bit. Mike Evans, who's man, this gigantic receiver, guy that can get downfield, can catch the short pass, but really what he's known for is the deep ball.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back, talk about the Panthers, the Buccaneers defense, the Saints offense. Mike Dottiglia, our guest. Every Friday is a Rouse's Football Friday here at WWL, a Rouse's Markets Football Friday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. 821 traffic now, WWL. 826 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Sunday, Saints battling the Bucks in Tampa. Your day starts at 8. Steve Geller, Charlie Long, Caesars Sportsbook, First Take, then at 10. Bobby Hebert, Steve Geller, Bud Light, countdown to kickoff. Then it is a New Orleans tradition, as Deuce always says, at high noon, turn down the TV, turn up WWL. Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister doing the play-by-play and the color. Then you got Jeff Nowak on the sideline after the game, sound off with the cannon on the point after. If you love football, we got it for you. 10 hours of black and gold wall-to-wall coverage on WWL. Right now we're breaking it down with Mike Dottiglia, a Rouse's Market Friday. Every Friday is with Mike Dottiglia. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. Mike, boy, number 50 never does go away on Tampa Bay, does he?
And you can't miss him, right?
No, can't miss him.
All 340 pounds of Vita Vey. Their problems have been they have not been able to get much of a pass rush. The last couple weeks, you can see when a team has trouble getting a pass rush, they start blitzing a lot, and that's what's happened with Todd Bowles. And that's not normally what he would want to do. He would not want to do that. He's sort of a selective blitzer, more on the third down, but this time he sort of flipped the script. He's blitzing much more on first and second down. It does help out on run support if you have extra people up front. But Vita Vey, he's a big man in the middle, and he normally stops everything you try rushing inside. But that doesn't – if you're the Saints, that shouldn't stop you. You got to be able to try to run the football on this team. But I think, Tommy, there are some spots, and other teams have done it, because they're playing some young guys in the secondary.
Mm-hmm.
That you have an opportunity. If you're going to blitz Tyler and Shuck, then I'm going to take my shot and try to get it downfield. Just because they have not been able to get a pass rush, just rushing four guys. Now, Hassan Reddick looks as though he's on his way back to good health, and he probably will play in this game. But you got to take your chances with them. You got to have that opportunity to stretch the rubber band and go after them, because they have not been a very good pass rush team just with four. They're sending extra people. You got your shot, but you got to protect Shuck. That's first and foremost.
And you got to get out to a start. You can't wait till the second half.
Yeah, well, that's been a problem from day one, and so you got to fix that some kind of way. But so far, they haven't been able to come up with that, and this is why I think this is a fairly close game here. The Bucs are the better team, but I think the Saints can keep this game fairly close.
High scoring, low scoring?
I think it's a low scoring game. If it's a high scoring game, the Saints have no shot. They got to keep this as a low scoring game. To be honest, you look at the Bucs, most of that games have been low scoring too.
Thank you, Mike Dettelier. Appreciate it as always.
Thank you,
Tommy.
We'll be
listening this weekend. All right, Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. We'll talk to JP Morrell when we come back. Time now, WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. 8:45, quarter till 9, breezing through this rainy Friday morning. JP Morrell joins us, New Orleans City Council member. How you doing, JP?
Good, Tommy. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I was talking about this Operation Catahoula Crunch earlier, and you know, I'm trying to figure out how I feel about this. First of all, I don't want dangerous criminals roaming around the neighborhood. Secondly, I guess if you're not in this country legally, you kind of cut the line in front of those who didn't. Although, to be fair, I also think a lot of people that are standing outside at Home Depot and Lowe's are doing a lot of good work for people that would otherwise have to pay a lot of money. And the question I first posed when they said they were going to arrest 5,000 people is, okay, who are these 5,000? How have you identified them? And who's going to do what they're doing now? Give me your thoughts on this whole Operation Catahoula.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crunch thing, JP.
Well, first off, when you look at, if you just look on a real basic mathematical way at New Orleans and the greater New Orleans area as a whole, and you look at how many people are arrested or convicted of violent crime, and you look at what percentage of those people are here in the country illegally, Tommy, you don't get anywhere near 5,000 people. There's not 5,000 violent criminals lurking in the greater New Orleans area to meet that number. And when you look at the other cities that have experienced this surge before us, the vast majority of the people that are arrested are not violent criminals, and some of them aren't even in the country illegally, because as we found, I'm sure you saw the viral video of the young woman in Marrero who was chased to her house, who was an American citizen. So the problem is that if you're talking about what is stated as the purpose of Catahoula Crunch, which is targeting violent criminals in the greater New Orleans area, first off, you never should have started with a number. That's like giving police a quota.
Yeah, I didn't get that from the beginning, JP.
Yeah, when you give people a quota, then they fill the quota. If you're talking about doing legitimate law enforcement work, working with law enforcement agencies to identify people who those agencies, in all likelihood, I mean, the intelligence the intelligence gathering of the Greater New Orleans area law enforcement agencies, Jefferson Parish, NOPD, Gretna Police, the like, they've identified a lot of people who they're building cases against who might fit their criteria. If you want to do something surgical, you could. But, Tommy, it's not about doing something surgical. It's about doing something performative. When you're saying that I'm going to go find 5,000 people and lock them up, and more importantly, what you've seen across all of the other cities, including ours, is they won't tell you who they've arrested. They'll tell you selectively the people they arrested, that we've arrested already probably, according to the Associated Press, dozens of people, but they only reported six that they said, these are six bad guys. Well, if all of them are bad guys, why aren't you telling us all the people you arrested?
Bad guys in terms of violent offenses or bad guys in terms of...
Violent offenses. I think yesterday they released six people, the names of six people they arrested who are charged with violent offenses. But if you've rounded up dozens of people or hundreds of people and they meet the criteria that you say you're pursuing, which is violent criminals, why are you withholding the names of everyone that you've... Do you see what I'm saying? Everyone you've arrested. Because the problem is, if you release the names of everyone you've arrested, you find out that many of them are here not illegally. We saw yesterday there's a gentleman who was arrested in Kenner who was a young man who was assaulted and abused, who was here legally on a visa for assaulted and abused children. And his attorney, who's a former immigration judge, was in the paper saying that, yeah, my guy was here legally. He showed all his documents, and they arrested him anyway. And that's kind of the narrative. If this is all above board, then it's not difficult to be transparent. The fact that there is no transparency, Tommy, tells everyone this is not above board.
I don't like the optics, and y'all can text me on this and that and the other thing if you like. I don't care because I'm entitled to my opinions. I don't really like the optics of unmarked vans pulling up with people with masks, snatching people and getting them off the street. I just don't like that. Am I wrong?
I think that one of the points that Mayor-elect Moreno made was that we are allowing people to pull up in unmarked vans to snatch people with masks covered over their faces in a state that is a open concealed carry state. And we also have a stand your ground law. The people who are arresting individuals do not identify themselves. They literally pull up in mask and snatch people. And Tommy, there's only a matter of time before they pull up to snatch someone who's a U.S. citizen who pulls out a legally owned firearm and defends themselves. And the problem is this. The ultimate defense law enforcement has against a stand-your-ground claim is as long as they identify themselves, the person is required to comply. But if you're covered in a mask, you're essentially plain clothed in most of these instances, and you jump out, who's right? Because we have a very robust stand-your-ground law, a open concealed carry state, and if you're that guy Marrero whose wife is running up and there's some guy chasing her in a mask and you pull out a gun and shoot that person who has identified themselves, what's going on there? How are you going to charge that case?
All right, let me take a break. We can pick it up. We come back. I'm going to talk about, let's start to say, transfer portal. No, it's not the transfer portal. It's the other portal that you guys put together.
We don't have NILs going
no,
right now.
Thank goodness. Well, not yet, but you know what, JP, you never know. Never rule anything out. I was watching an old movie yesterday from 1940, Canute Rockne, All-American, just flipping around a cable trying to find something to escape, and I thought, yeah, that's right, that's how it is. 8:51, 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL. All right, 8:57, JP, quick word before we get to the budget about the Know Your Rights portal.
Well, essentially, what it comes down to is the city council and the mayor-elect are providing a webpage where individuals can, A, learn what their rights are as far as U.S. citizens or as people who are here with dubious immigration status. There are basic rights in the Constitution everyone's entitled to. The second part is it allows people to upload data, whether it be video or testimonials of things like that happened with that Marrero woman, where they can say, this happened to me, it was illegal, it was unwarranted, and I want there to be an official database where it's collected so that when all these terrible interactions are done, we can go back and look at it and see just how bad they were.
Tell me about the budget next year and how that's shaping up. And what happened with the mayor over the week?
Essentially, the hard work of the mayor-elect, the budget chair, soon to be CAO, they had found efficiencies in government as well as some ways to raise revenue that did not tax citizens to shore up the budget enough to potentially not do furloughs. The mayor, in a utter moment of petulant child taking her ball home temper tantrum, attempted to prevent them from enacting their plan to avoid the furloughs because she wanted us to tax people. And she literally said that. She said she had nine proposals to raise everyone's taxes and that we didn't do those. And it was, we didn't do what she wanted. So she thought by blocking revenue estimating from taking up Mr. Geruso's proposal that it would stop us. She did not read the charter, which says the Revenue Estimating Committee can make recommendations, but their recommendations are not required to put plans in action. The mayor-elect's going to have a revenue estimating, however, meet the day of the inauguration to sign off on those numbers just to be above board. But
what day is
we've
that?
Got a plan going forward.
What day is that?
That is January 12th.
How likely are people to see things change in the city after the inauguration?
Well, I mean, there is going to
be positive or negative, either way.
Oh, I mean, it'll be positive in that the people that have been selected already and others are really interested in actually doing their jobs. So that should be an improvement. But there is going to be a rough period when we come in, because even with the work that the mayor-elect Joe Geruso and the council have done, we still are short on cash and there will be some impact on services. We're just working to mitigate those as best as possible, because people who pay their taxes deserve to have their services done the way they've been done.
Thank you, JP. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Pleasure as always. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk eating and drinking. Ian McNulty.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.